canceled due to some threats that were made and some concerns that the organizers had about their ability to maintain the peace. I'm talking, of course, about the 82nd Avenue of Roses parade, which was scheduled for this Saturday. The gist of the dispute was some anonymous threats made by some groups that were self-styled, quote, anti-fascist groups, targeted to some of the folks who had signed up to march in the parade and particularly focused on a contingent from the Multnomah County Republican Party. The conflict escalated, and ultimately the organizers determined that they were unlikely to be able to run the parade safely. And so, with great regret, they canceled the parade. Well, I had a chance to talk to the mayor yesterday afternoon, and as you might imagine, he was deeply disappointed with that news and personally outraged. And I think the thing that struck the mayor the most was that this is a celebration of East Portland. This is a parade that East Portland families and kids look forward to every year. And it just seems basically wrong that they would be casualties in what is a political fight between adults that need to grow up. So the mayor is exploring options for putting the parade back on track. He's not prepared to make any announcement, and we don't want to give anyone false hope. But, Mayor, I want to applaud the fact that you stepped into the breach to see whether the parade could be run this Saturday as scheduled and could be conducted safely. I will tell you, though, that since this parade is affiliated with both Venture Portland, which represents our neighborhood business districts, and the Rose Festival, Jeff Curtis, the executive director of the Rose Festival, contacted me this morning, Mayor. They have extended an invitation to the parade organizers to march in the Starlight Parade. They can ask them to march with their banner and with the city contingent. So they will be honored in the Starlight Parade if, in fact, there is no way to put the parade back on track. And let me just make a personal comment. I understand that people have strong views now politically, and I understand there's a lot of issues swirling in our community. We have got to find a way to have those conversations in a respectful and loving context, and we cannot continue to tolerate this kind of nonsense. I extend my deepest apologies to the families and kids in East Portland who've been robbed of a parade. Mayor, thank you for your efforts to try to put it back on track. But I think there's a larger lesson here about how we conduct ourselves during these challenging times, and I hope this becomes the exception and not the rule. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Good morning, everybody. We are now gaveling into session.